Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I've been thrown on a rabbit hole, my friends. And a few months ago, I had said we would do this. We will look into Elon Musk because he had opened a YouTube channel. That was very weird. A couple of months ago, Elon Musk has a YouTube channel that I discovered. Someone from the crowd sent it to me. And he's there making all sorts of statements about demographics, history. He seems like a history geek, and he has like 100 views per video. It's amazing to me that we get to see Elon Musk's father. And now I did research and I discovered this, the relationship between the two is tense. Elon Musk came out today in a comment on Twitter revealing that the community note actually forced Elon Musk to intervene and correct, because there was a community note that eventually got deleted, but a community note that was claiming that Elon Musk came from a wealthy family and that his father owned a mine in Africa. And Elon Musk, having to correct this community note, finds himself revealing a lot about the relationship with his father. Now, I want you to picture this. I didn't know this about Elon Musk. Imagine you are in 1998 in South Africa. Your president is Nelson Mandela, who has won victory and put an end to apartheid a couple of years before. Now, apartheid is ended. The races mix. And Elon Musk was part of the people supporting Nelson Mandela, supporting the end of apartheid. And as a result of the races starting to mix, a problem of criminality emerges where thugs are entering white people's home and doing home invasions and killing them. And you are in 1998, you are Elon Musk, you are alone in the house with your daughter, and your daughter is currently taking her bath, Ali Musk. Holy shit. Holy shit, she is beautiful. Anyways, back then she may have been younger. She is taking her bath, and seven men enter your home. And this happened. Seven men entered Elon Musk's home. They start shooting at him. But miraculously, they all miss. He retreats, goes back to his room, pulls out his Magnum with hollow point bullets, starts shooting one guy. The hollow point bullets kills the guys by passing through his cranium. It eliminates the other guy behind him. One bullet, two dead. Most of them succeed at fleeing, but one of them trips and falls on the floor, and there he is, still alive. The people who haven't been shot are successful at leaving, and he starts begging Elon Musk, Elon Musk's father, "Please, sir, have mercy." And Elon Musk takes the Magnum, puts it on his head, and says, "God has mercy, I don't." Kills him. Three dead, two bullets. And years later, you are on TMZ saying, "Call me Dirty Erol, I killed three men with two bullets." Holy shit. We've memed so much about these farm murders in Africa and white people being genocided, but I didn't know that at the root of one of the richest men on earth right now, we have a father who decided that his family wouldn't die in that process, that he wouldn't be one of the farm murders in Africa. Holy shit. I had no idea. And now so much makes sense and so much questions also arise. Wow. Elon Musk has been said by Elon Musk to be an extremely evil person who has done pretty much everything that you could possibly think as evil, he has done. That is what Elon Musk has to say about his father. But we will examine this today because sometimes young people can develop an exaggerated view of their parents and their wrongs and their goods. And I'm not sure, I mean, we're going to dig through it and we're going to study the hypotheses. I'm not sure whether we should believe Elon on his words or whether he has a reconstructed reality. But whether he has a reconstructed reality of his father being truly evil, because eventually Elon Musk, for these three deaths, was never found guilty because it was judged to be self-defense, of course, a home invasion. But I wonder, when Elon says, my father is the most evil, he has done evil things, and in fact, he's close to accusing his father of pedophilia on Twitter today, because he says, we have told him to stop doing bad things or else he would lose our funding, because they are sustaining him at this point. And he says, there are children involved, and so we have kept paying to make sure that everyone is happy, that everyone is being well cared for. And that's like, is he accusing his father of pedophilia, or is he accusing his father of just being an untrustable husband who abandoned his children and he has to pay for the children? It's not clear to me. Not clear. We're gonna have a look at all these statements, but this is what I invite you tonight after we look at some of the news, because the news is shocking. The Bitcoin blockchain is getting overloaded, lots of activity, so much so that the price of transaction moved from $1 to $2 to $8. I'm not worried about it, but Binance had to stop withdrawal service this afternoon while they were figuring out the new situation. It would appear that a lot of the transactions are getting spammed from within the new system of tokens. Because now that there are inscriptions on the Bitcoin blockchain, you can compete to write something on the blockchain. And they've designed a whole system where you exchange other coins than Bitcoin through inscriptions. Like, oh, you have the Pepe coin now in your Bitcoin wallet. It's a new standard, but it means a lot of overloading of the Bitcoin blockchain. So thankfully, Binance has now come back to full service. So it seems that it's not dramatic. And let me tell you, at $8 transaction, it's okay. It's the free market figuring out. It's the free market trying to see where to land. But to me, it's not a problem. I think we've all understood that Bitcoin is not designed for microtransactions, and we've all accepted this. So having to pay $8 for a Bitcoin transfer, not a problem in a hot moment, of course, because I expect this to fall eventually. T.S. Apostolos says, Elon Musk fathered two children with Jana, then his former stepdaughter. Holy shit. Okay, so that could be part of what Elon Musk is referring to. But anyways, I mean, yes, we had talked about this, actually. We had talked about this. Because on his YouTube channel, I was covering this story that had came out of that he had basically reproduced with his stepdaughter, but former stepdaughter. You know, the thing is with all these stepdaughter thing, the problem is I don't take issue with it, because what are you gonna do? People become 18 years old, and then what? Are you gonna stop this? No. And so the whole idea is, if you are alarmed at stepfathers fucking stepdaughters, stop divorce, okay? Stop having those reunion, those remarriages, and you're not going to get any of it. If you let divorce happen, then you're going to get a lot of this. And that's just the fact of society. Now, I'm not going to start claiming that we can control for this in a divorce society. In a divorce society, it's a fight you've lost. I'm all for fighting divorce and making it very costly for those who initiate it, but I'm not. If divorce has been accepted, you cannot undermine the valid evolutionary theory of charming a woman to fuck her daughter. That's just what it is. Okay, so the thing is, in a society that has accepted that fathers weren't around anymore to defend their daughter from the adult male, that's what you're gonna get. Neon Blacksmith says that could be physical or verbal abuse, not exactly sexual, but who knows? We'll get through all this. Kurt Doolittle has published a very important tweet from someone else, Walter. Kurt Doolittle presents it as follows. He says, it's the most explanatory and devastating criticism of the effect women and those who pander to them have had on education. The resulting decline in education and decline in competency of the population because of the dominance of women in education. As I've said elsewhere, as far as I can tell, the competitiveness and innovation of any industry declines with the percentage of women within it, and the externalization of that decline impacts the civilization. Is this correctable? Possibly. And Walter was pointing out, he said, truth itself is a form of capital and arouses negative valence emotions in feminine cognition. From the feminine point of view, the existence of capital is experienced as capital loss because she can't consume it. We have an education system being dominated by the sex who reasons truth. Those are beautiful words. That is the danger. That is the danger of having your entire medical generation currently brought up, all females, almost. Your current elementary school teachers, all females. Your current psychologists, well, that doesn't matter, but yes, they're all females too. Extremely dangerous because we have a sex who is less connected to the truth of the physical universe, and we're going to pay a huge price generationally, 20 years, 30 years down the line. We're going to pay an enormous price for having divorced with the truth. There was a shooting at the H&M mall center. The shooter, there was speculation yesterday. People were saying he's black, he's white, he's Hispanic. And I was looking at the video yesterday and I was looking at the kill count and I was like, 5 people killed for sure. Maybe up to 9. Now we know it's 9 or 8 or 9. That doesn't sound like a black mass shooting. Let me tell you, the black mass shooters can sometimes hurt 10 people, but they miss the shot so much that they will very often have killed only 1 or 2. That is just what it is. The aiming is just different across the races. And so when I see 5 people dead, at least yesterday, and now 9, I'm like, this is not a black mass shooting. And Mauricio Garcia, and so I said yesterday, I will say either Hispanic, mixed race, or white. And it turns out he is an Hispanic guy, Mauricio Garcia, booked in Dallas County, Texas. That was a photo, not from yesterday, of course, because he got killed. That was a photo from 2022. But the mainstream media is working hard to find something right wing about this guy to make the case that this was an extremist. And so they're on speculations at this point. They are saying some source in the investigation is telling us that he had an ensign. So first he had a gang sign on his hand. He had a tattoo of a prison gang. So that's the first thing to note. The second thing is the media is trying to make it to raise the hypothesis that he would have had a RWDS label, which would mean Right Wing Death Squad. Listen, when you're into these movements, Right Wing Death Squad in prison, it's not necessarily neo-Nazis. Even the neo-Nazis in prison aren't necessarily, you know, people who would qualify in regular society as neo-Nazis. Sometimes it is simply the fact that in prison the life is tougher, and you end up in gangs, you end up in groups, and you end up identifying as things that are more pragmatic. They are more into who will defend who. So the idea that we can think of this mass shooting as a white supremacist shooting, a neo-Nazi shooting, where how is it that a Hispanic neo-Nazi would go out there to shoot white woman? How does that work? So I think that we must investigate more here, and I have the impression that the RWDS group that the mainstream media is trying to push, I think it doesn't reveal here the motives. I believe this may have been more targeted than people say. You know, he may have been targeting a specific woman in this bunch that he killed, and he killed children too. He may have been targeting one of them and then decided, all right, I'm going to kill as much as I can after that. Anyways, those are hypotheses, but to see the mainstream media hang on to these possible extremist motivations, authorities in Texas are investigating whether the Allen, Texas outlet mall shooter was motivated by right-wing extremism. A senior law enforcement source familiar with the investigation tells CNN. See, this is an example of media bias. Would you write this if the shooter had a BLM t-shirt and the police, when asked, are you investigating whether it was BLM extremism? And the police would answer, yes, we are investigating whether it's BLM extremism. This tells you nothing, because it's their job to investigate anything. It's their job to consider any hypothesis until one has been proven right or the others have been disproven. So this is how the media inserts bias at a time when there is no knowledge of the situation. We still don't know what was the motivation of this shooter. We might know further later. But there's no reason right now to run to an explanation. It doesn't look like there's an easy explanation until we have some kind of manifesto, some kind of maybe someone who knows him who could tell about what were his issues with society or with the specific people that he shot. We don't know. But look at how they're working hard right now on Twitter. Yet another mass shooter with pretty clear ties to white supremacy. A patch on his chest said RWDS, an acronym that stands for Right Wing Death Squad. The phrase is popular among right-wing extremists, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists. It's not very clever for the left-wing right now to be elevating a Hispanic guy who's from jail as a white supremacist shooter. Not very smart, guys. Like, if I were you, I would step back and I would wait. Because what are you going to gain there? You're going to gain some exposure for a theory for a couple of days. And then, most likely, we don't have someone who was racially motivated. And if he was racially motivated by white supremacy, why the heck would he go out to shoot white people in a white shopping mall? I mean, it doesn't make sense at all. So people were nervous about Bitcoin. Someone tweeted, Bitcoin appears to have had a chain split of length 2 a few hours ago. But people then in the comment were saying that consensus forks of length 1 are as common as 1 per week. So it's not necessarily indicative of a profound dysfunction in the Bitcoin network, but people were quite nervous because we have an increase of fees. We have Binance who stopped withdrawals because there was too much accumulation. The mempool is filled with transactions. People are competing for getting Bitcoin movement, and I'm fine with this personally. So yes, that is the and people. This is the city of Dallas, Insignia. People are telling me that was the Insignia apparently on the hand, tattooed on the hand of the shooter. I don't know what that means. I had read stuff on Twitter that was claiming it was some kind of gang-related thing. I don't know. John Drake says, in a related note, when are we going to get the transgender shooters manifesto? Exactly. Throughout all this news cycle, I was like, okay, there's this other shooting, but I would really like to resolve the question of the trans shooter motivations and what he had to say in his manifesto. All right, so... yeah, the Aristophanes was commenting on the shooter. The demand for white supremacy outstrips the supply so much that I regret to inform everyone it's being outsourced to Mexicans. Bro, this is not the look of a white supremacist. That is just not how they look. I was saying, they're stealing our... Wait, let this one play out and see what happens. We are now getting stolen from us our potential positions as hated white supremacists, and now it's Mexicans doing it at cheaper price for us. That really sucks. I mean, that really sucks. Fox sends a cease and desist letter to Media Matters over leaked Tucker tapes. Fox Corporation, parent company of Fox News, has sent a cease and desist letter to Media Matters over a series of leaked tapes featuring former Fox anchor Tucker Carlson. I don't think it's meaningful in any way. I think that what Fox is trying to do here is not to put themselves in a situation where they are perceived as the ones smearing Tucker. Because one of their very possible plan going forward is to just pay Tucker for his contract and not let him speak freely on the public space. Because that may be what they're paid for. You know, there may be a billionaire out there who says, how much does it cost to keep Tucker silent? And he may be willing to drop much more money than they pay Tucker himself onto Fox News. So in that context, Fox News must be displaying at all times that they are not trying to ruin the reputation of Tucker, because if they try to ruin the reputation of Tucker, it will give him grounds in a trial on his contract. It will give him grounds to argue that Fox has violated their contract with him. So if you start acting hostile, it's like you can keep Tucker contractually, as long as you still protect him as a full-time employee, basically. If you start smearing him on the public space by leaking tapes and videos, then you are breaching your contractual obligations to him. And Tucker could go in court and say, hey, this contract is invalid. I want to go work for this other podcast, or I want to start my own Twitter space podcast with Elon Musk, and probably he would win a victory like this in court. What is going on here? A scene of the city.
Say word!
Oh, shit.
A man has jumped over the train line, steals a purse.
Oh, shit!
He jumps again on the other side of the train line.
Ow! Oh!
Whoa, what the fuck? Homie.
Oh, the killer doll is like, what the fuck is that? The killer doll is like, these guys are weird. Oh my god. Elon Musk today, because there is a huge change in society. There is an evolution of society, and I'll be on Richard Spencer's show this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. There may be no regular show because I'll be on Richard's show, and I want to talk about the seismic change that has happened to society thanks to Elon Musk. And there, we must understand what kind of secret motivations were motivating Elon Musk, because at this point, Elon Musk has lost his subtlety of the early days of Twitter. And I think he's showing us his power levels were secret all along. And Elon has been outpowering us all this time. I'm thinking of two different hypotheses here. Elon did not buy Twitter because Babylon Bee has been banned. Elon is a secret enjoyer of racial statistics, 1350 type of Twitter content, and he just doesn't follow the people. He doesn't reply for many years, but now that he owns Twitter, he feels comfortable doing it. He's been replying to racial subjects on Twitter all week, and he's still doing it today. People are laughing their ass off at the levels of tweets. I mean, he's at the point of replying to tweets that are like, hey, it's not really 1350, it's 1360. And, you know, this is memes that I've been exposed to since 2016-17. We've always been laughing at this whole idea that, you know, the ADL declared that 1350 is a symbol of hate, when in fact the statistics say that reality is worse than 1350. So that's why I suggest that we investigate deeply into the relationship between Musk and his father. Because thinking about it for a couple of days, I've concluded that the state of civilization right now is impacted by events that have happened in the 90s and the 2000s in South Africa. Out of all places. Unbelievable. Elon was saying truth is not silence on this platform in response to Cernovich. And I said, arguably it still is, Elon. American Renaissance, Mark Collette, still banned, essentially for sharing truths that you've been sharing yourself this week. What's the difference between based Elon that we've had for a week and Mark Collette? And Mark Collette was indicating on his Telegram channel today, you know, JF is right. How is it that Elon can race post on Twitter and Mark Collette was banned? And American Renaissance, and so many other people. Keith Woods was listing them. Dr. Kevin McDonald, Varg Vikernes, James Edwards, Tom Sunick, Andrew England. I didn't even know that Andrew England had been banned, or I didn't remember it at least. Why is Elon allowing himself to basically kick these people and replace them on the public space, holding the discourses that they would have otherwise held. Linux Foo says, I know Trump probably has his hands tied with some Truth Social bullshit, but he needs to buy out the contract and go back to Twitter. That would be very interesting. Very interesting. So yesterday I had said, a few weeks ago I conjectured that Elon was based to levels of power that can barely be conceived of. My thinking, one cannot be part of a white family that escaped South Africa without having been fully sensibilized to the realities of race. Now look at this, first principles win. Elon has started replying, interesting. I mean, interesting to a graph that I published this graph from Fantasil like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. So at this point, we're at the point where Elon is circulating within the circles of Twitter that I would hang out in. That's pretty stunning. I didn't expect this. It's a victory. We should celebrate every bit of it. And I'm not saying that I should get the credit here because I was merely passing the Fantasil data and I was bringing attention to it and saying that's important data. But I think we should celebrate because I didn't expect Ray's talking points to make it to any levels of seriousness in mainstream discourse. And now I have hope. Now I have hope that the work we've done was not only to inform our little circle of the internet, but that eventually it will be even a mainstream position. Truth wins. That's what's amazing. I mean, Joel Davis was saying on his Telegram, let's address some statistics. Jan Miles Chung's is now 1350 posting to impress Elon Musk now. I mean, this is a reversal of the normal order of things. It is a reversal of racial entropy. Because this guy, I knew his TikTok video here. I've seen this video like 1 year ago or 6 months ago. Calculating the real 1350 statistics. It's a classic. It's a meme video. Where he goes on and he does the actual calculation. And at the end, he ends up saying, oh, well, it's not 1350. It's 1360. And we have Elon Musk at this point saying, wow, interesting. What the fuck creates this situation? Well, digging down this rabbit hole, I've discovered things that I didn't expect. And it all stemmed, my research all stemmed from this message from Elon Musk yesterday, just before my show, but I didn't know he had posted it, so I learned of it this morning. It was correcting, basically, there was someone saying that, it started by saying Elon Musk graduated with debt and, you know, worked his ass off to where he is, and a community note emerged on this Doge designer tweet, saying, let me correct you here. Elon Musk, his father had an emerald mind and he comes from a wealthy family. And eventually people voted down the community note such that it disappeared. But Elon Musk, while the community note was up, decided to rectify the situation. He says, I grew up in a lower transitioning to upper middle income situation, but did not have a happy childhood. Haven't inherited anything from anyone, nor has anyone given me a large financial gift. My father created a small electrical/mechanical engineering company that was successful for 20 to 30 years, but it fell on hard times. He has been essentially bankrupt for about 25 years, requiring financial support from my brother and me. That said, he does deserve credit for teaching me the fundamentals of physics, engineering, and construction, which is more valuable than money, but did not support me financially after high school in any meaningful way. Our condition of providing him financial support was that he not engage in bad behavior. Unfortunately, he nonetheless did. There are young children involved, so we continued to provide financial support for their well-being. Regarding the so-called emerald mine, there is no objective evidence whatsoever that this mine ever existed. He told me that he owned a share in a mine in Zambia, and I believed him for a while, but nobody has ever seen the mine, nor are there any records of its existence. If this mine was real, it would not require financial support from my brother and me. Wow. So very strong statements here, very important details. First, when I read this, our condition of providing him financial support was that he not engage in bad behavior. Unfortunately, he nonetheless did. There are young children involved. Now, when I first read this, I was like, is Elon accusing his father of pedophilia? Did Elon's father rape a child? And now Elon is supporting this child financially because he feels guilty about it. I was like, this could be bad, what he's accusing him of here. Now, what someone shared early in the chat, I agree even more with this hypothesis. Is it possible that what Elon is reproaching to his father here is to have fucked the daughter of his loved one, to have fucked his stepdaughter and reproduced with her? That is an interesting hypothesis. I think it totally makes sense. That would mean he fucked his stepdaughter, had children with her, and because there are young children involved, so those are the children emerging from this union, we continued to provide financial support for their well-being. So Elon would be providing financial support so that the babies that Erol did with his stepdaughter are well cared for. Makes total sense. Now, ultimately, I have a very strong position on this. I believe that Elon cannot be interfering with the reproduction of his father here. No matter how disgusting you may find it, and I hate stepfather / stepdaughter relationships. I hate them. They are not healthy to have in a civilization, and I would prefer that we don't have these relationships, but the key to not having these relationships is not having divorce, and we're not there. Now, in a civilization that has divorce, you cannot cock block your father, Elon. And this is, it's very hard to say because I think that Elon is guided by noble emotions here. Elon finds this behavior disgusting. He wants to control his father. He wants to say, don't fuck these young women anymore. The thing is, Elon, it is not your place. You cannot cock block your father. Linux Fu says, you're on your own with this one, JF. Well, I don't care, really. The fact is, think it through. How is it that a third party has the right to stop the reproduction of two consenting adults? You don't. And the minute you give up this liberty, you give up a lot. There may be some people who don't want you to reproduce for other reasons than you being the stepfather of the girl you want to reproduce with. So as far as consenting adults go, I say absolutely not. We cannot interfere. We cannot intervene. We are not in our place to intervene. The fact is, it could be a totally viable strategy from the female's perspective to get inseminated by the sperm producer of her mother. If her mother has found, like, consider social learning and how we trust other people. We trust other people to, as far as their decision goes, to adjust our own decisions. Well, to interfere with Erol's right to inseminate his adult stepdaughter is like to stop me from being able to socially learn from someone else. You are restricting the liberty of the female stepdaughter to have decision-making concerning her own reproduction be influenced by sperm quality decisions by her mother. Women have the right to socially learn, and young adult women have the right to socially learn from their mother. about mate choice and about sperm choice. Linux Foo says, blah, it sounds like the French intellectualism that led to them to believe pedophilia was a good thing, some twisted reasoning without context. Well, it's not very productive for you to accuse me of pedophilia when I'm talking about consenting adults. So how about you review your own priors here? I'm talking about adults. Do you have an argument that justify stopping an adult woman from reproducing with who she wants? Because that's what we're talking about here. So if you have a good argument for this, state it. If you don't, shut the fuck up. Because after all I've gone through in life, it's not a pedophilia accusation out of nowhere on an Odyssey chat that will make me back up my reasoning, all right? Shut the fuck up if that's all you got. Now, he recognizes the credit that his father deserved for teaching the fundamentals of physics, engineering, and constructions. Now, I'm fascinated by this. So, according to the interview of TMZ and Rolling Stone, he considers his father as an extremely evil man who actively plans evil. So Elon Musk said he actively plans evil. That means he's not committing evil accidentally. He is planning. He is intentional about it. No, Ariel, don't ban Linux Foo. I think it's just... I went rough with him because he went rough with me. But I will ban him if he annoys me too much. But I don't think it deserves a ban. I just think you have to think your own position through, because if you need to strawman me into pedophilia to make your point, that is bad. That is it means that your position is not sufficient. Linux Foo says, I merely said that your reasoning was so far out into the weeds that it reminded me of other bad and fallacious reasoning. Well, that is terrible thinking on your side, Linux Foo. Think with your head, not with your... Oh, well, your reasoning looks like some bad reasoning. It sounds bad. It's out in the weeds. It's so weird. If you don't come here for original creative thinking, you're not getting the best JFG Tonight experience. Open your mind and tell me where you disagree with me. You're going to stop adult females from reproducing? How are you going to do that? Adult female police? Adult female social workers? With intersectional racial identities that will allow them to knock at the door of these houses where adult women are reproducing with their adult stepfathers? How are you going to implement this? Anyways, so continuing on, I find it bizarre that a very, very evil man, so evil and cunning that he would plan and execute evil plans, would also happen to teach physics and engineering in a caring way, toward his child. Like, how do we get this mix-up of evil and good in Elon Musk? And I'm thinking one hypothesis is that Elon is exaggerating. Elon is not providing a proper representation of what his father is. And I think that it all stems from his father making the choice of reproduction with his stepdaughter. Now, I would say to Elon, I've had myself a father who went totally insane in his life, at some point in his life, totally became irresponsible, was the best father ever for a long time, eventually bugged out, and eventually became untrustable, terrible decision-making, you know, didn't commit crimes, and I wouldn't call him evil at any point. But at some point in his life, my father, who's now dead, at some point in his life, my father became, he switched from being a totally reliable family man who had taught me lots of things about construction and and yeah, physics and that kind of stuff, and totally veered into untrustable. So I kind of have, I know how Elon can feel here. Let me tell to Elon a couple of things. First, I'm not sure that my situation with my father resembles yours, because ultimately I think that my father was making actual bad decision making. Not sure your father is making actually bad decision making. Your father is using his status as an old male to continue a line of reproduction beyond what the first shot gave him. And from a civilizational perspective, it makes sense. From an evolutionary perspective, we know that this is the main mode of reproduction. Okay, because in humanity, we know that twice as many women are part of the descendant line of your ancestry line as men, which means men are fucking on average, men who are successful at making babies are on average inseminating two females. How can that be? Well, of course, we've discussed this before, but to explain to Elon, how can that be? Lots of men end up having no babies at all. That's how it works. They die in wars, they die, they end up childless, they end up not selected on the sexual market. That's just how it is. And one correlate of this is that old men fuck young women. You know, to compress twice the females as the number of males you have into your reproductive line, you need to stretch something. And something that can be stretched is time. If you have one man making children, and while his first children are 20 years old, he's 60 years old, but he's still inseminating young females, he can have children on a much wider range of ages that a female can. So that is the evolutionary dynamic that has happened in humanity for millions of years. And I don't think it's worth it to hate your father if that's all you have to reproach to him. Now we're going to get into another story, because it could also be what Elon reproaches to his father when Elon was probably very young. But Elon wasn't in the house at that moment. Elon Musk killed three men who had entered his home. I killed three men with two bullets. Call me Dirty Errol. Holy shit, how based is that? Errol Musk, as I presented at the beginning of this show, found himself with the home invasion in South Africa by seven thugs, successfully killed three of them, the others ran away. Apparently killed two of them with a single bullet shot because he had hollow points bullet that would transperse the body and hit the target behind the first body that it hit. So is that what Elon says when he says that his father will actively plan evil? Is that in the choice of bullet? Or is that more with the fucking of his stepdaughter? Is he accusing Errol of having chosen bullets that would be more damaging, more deadly, and of bragging about it, of being the guy, you know, in the current context of America, this is so relevant, because we have this chokehold guy. This guy cracked in New York, and he started saying, "All right, I'm not gonna let this guy threaten us. I'm not gonna let this one throw a woman onto the train tracks and kill her. I'm going to neutralize the threat." And he wanted to do it so hard that he chokeholded for too long, basically. Kovi Killer Clown says, "Hollow points stay in the body." I don't know if I'm citing it correctly as hollow point, but in any case, it's the kind of bullet that transperses the body. That's what he had. I'm not an expert of these terms, so especially not, in English, and I don't even know what hollow means. Okay. But he had the kind of pointy bullets that blow through the body and go onto the next target. Hi, JF, says Balloon Nut. Question for you. If you hadn't eaten breakfast or lunch yesterday, how would you have felt by the day? I would have felt more hungry because the absence of breakfast in my stomach would have created a series of physical consequences deploying into my body. You know, hunger centers of the brain, hypophysis, release of hormones in the body indicating hunger, lowering of the blood sugar level, and having an absence of food in my body from the beginning of the day, where I would normally eat a breakfast, I would find myself more hungry. That is the answer to your question. So Elon, what did he have to say a long time ago in the Rolling Stone interview about his father? But there was another side to Musk's father that was just as important to making Elon who he is. He was such a terrible human being, Musk shares. You have no idea. His voice trembles, and he discusses a few of those things, but doesn't go into specifics. My dad will have a carefully thought-out plan of evil, he says. He will plan evil. Besides emotional abuse, did that include physical abuse? My dad was not physically violent with me. He was only physically violent when I was very young. Erol countered via email that he only smacked Elon once on the bottom. Elon's eyes turn red as he continues discussing his dad. You have no idea about how bad. Almost every crime you can possibly think of, he has done. Almost every evil thing you could possibly think of, he has done. There is clearly something Musk wants to share, but he can't bring himself to utter the words, at least not on the record. It's so terrible, you can't believe it. The tears run silently down his face. I can't remember the last time I cried. He turns to Teller to confirm this. You've never seen me cry. No, Teller says, I've never seen you cry. I mean, those are strong statements. Almost every crime you can possibly imagine, he has committed. Maybe Erol is a terrible human being, but I will tell you what, it's weird to me to think that he would have committed murders and gotten away with it, that he would have committed, I don't know, heavy drug trafficking, gotten away with it, raping young children, raping women. I mean, every possible crime. It has to be some sort of exaggeration here, and I get it. I get it that at first it was not a literal statement. But I'm considering actually a separate hypothesis also, which is that perhaps Erol has never committed a crime, and that Elon has created in his mind an over-exaggerated view of his father in light of some of the things he disagrees with, like fucking his stepdaughter when she was an adult, like killing three men who had committed a home invasion against him, for which he was judged as having had a right of self-defense. Is it possible that those are the wrongs? And perhaps Erol has been involved in some shady dealings. You know, this whole Emerald Mine story is kind of evocative of there is some lie happening in the family. Because at many points in time, we have media records of the story that Elon Musk would have taken an emerald from his father. His father would have given him an emerald. And from his emerald mine in Africa, and Elon would have went to Tiffany and Company, Tiffany and Co., and would have just went to the store and said, I'd like to sell this emerald. and got $1,000 or $2,000 for it. I don't remember the amount. Now we have this story, which appears credible, which appears to reference events that must have happened. But at the same time, now we have Elon Musk on Twitter saying there is no evidence that the Emerald Mine ever existed. Regarding the so-called Emerald Mine, there is no objective evidence whatsoever that this mine ever existed. He told me that he owned a share in a mine in Zambia, and I believed him for a while, but nobody has ever seen the mine, nor are there any records of its existence. So is there an Emerald Mine? Well, when you ask Elon Musk, he tells you the story that he had flown a plane in Africa. That was a plane that they had. They were two partners having that plane, and they wanted to sell it, and somehow flew into Africa, found a local deal where he exchanged that plane for shares in the Emerald Mine. And got half of the Emerald Mine as a property to him, and the other half was owned by someone else. And so it looks like this can be. Like, it doesn't sound like an unrealistic story. It's a crazy story. How did you end up with a plane? How do you end up with a plane that you want to sell and you exchange it for an Emerald Mine a long time ago? I don't know how that happens, but it's also very possible that the Emerald Mine never existed, that Elon Musk is a pathological liar who just had a shady deal lead him to acquire some stolen emerald and use basically his children as drones to go insert them into the market. Basically, he gave it to his children because he knew that he would get caught, that it was stolen emerald. Maybe it's this. I don't know. It's very hard to guess what is true here. But certainly, when I look at all of the stories of Elon Musk, I see consistency. I see a man who seems to be like kind of a weird intellectual, a very weird intellectual with very solid principles. And I'm like, am I willing to throw this guy under the bus? The way Elon threw him under the bus? I'm not sure. Because as much as I've seen women lie in courts and women lie against their exes, I'm afraid that Elon could have been the victim of a woman lie against Errol. I'm afraid that without the due process, you don't even get due process in courts these days with women, but there's even less due process in Elon Musk trying to figure out if his father is a crazy guy, a dangerous guy or not. And so much of these stories that I tell have happened in the context where Elon Musk was divorced from his wife, the wife with whom he got Elon. I don't know who caused the divorce, who wanted the divorce, but eventually the whole family converged to living with the wife. Living with the mother, but Elon converged toward living with the father because he says initially he was with the other kids with the mother, but he found that his dad was looking and feeling alone, and he found that it was weird to leave him alone like this, and so he went to his dad to give him company. He went to live with him when the rest of the family was kept by the mother. And then he says, this is where I discovered how much of an evil man he was. Well, this mirrors so much of my own situation because I got very frustrated at what my father became after he divorced my mother. And he became extremely bad decision maker. I mean, gambling, bad, just losing of money, just irresponsibility with women and hanging out with drugged up woman. And it was like so pathetic to see him turn in his midlife crisis to become so unreliable. But what I would say to Elon is there was a time at which I've come to peace with this. And that time is at the end of my father's life. After 12 years of this irresponsible divorce type of guy, and I had built an opinion, and let me tell you, I became a better man from how bad my father turned after divorce. I became a better man because I was seeing his midlife crisis, and I was like, this is such shit. The world doesn't deserve to have this, and so I'll be a better man. I'll be a monogamous guy. I'll be a family guy. And there is no amount of depression or whatever can happen in the rest of my life that will ever justify me being as pathetic as my father currently is. And eventually, when I've come to peace with this whole thing, because it's not like I was actively lashing out at my father for this. I was just seeing a pathetic man developing into what used to be the shell of a respectable man. And it's not like I brought it up to him or anything. I told him that he had to fix his life, but I wouldn't insult him. And it's not like it built into a conflict between him and me. But he was becoming irresponsible in a way that was deserving of some amount of correction from me. And at the end of his life, 12 years after I had built an emotional resistance because I had seen that there was nothing to help him, he got a brain scan. He got a brain scan because he had cancer. And they found in his brain scan, they found, the neurologist said, wow, this is a part of your brain that's been broken, but it's not been broken by your cancer 2 months ago. You have a pop in your brain, a blood pop, that must have happened like 12 years ago or 15 years ago. Basically, a neurologist discovered at the end of my father's life that the moment he became midlife crisis insane and totally irresponsible and pursuing love stories and divorcing my mother was a mini stroke that he had that no one knew about ever. And so just, I'm telling this to Elon, just to tell you, sometimes it's just a defect like this. It's just a physical thing. And perhaps you have things that you reproach to your father, but it's not necessarily his fault. And even if you were legitimate in thinking that it's wrong, it's still not necessarily his fault. And we have a society that must have some kind of punishment for bad behavior. But the fact is, there is a lot of bad behavior out there that punishment will not solve. And I'm afraid that the situation with your father is one of them. It's bad behavior that perhaps, if my hypothesis that it boils down to him fucking his stepdaughter, that's a legitimate disagreement between you and him. And I suggest you should make peace with this and understand that you cannot cock block another man. You cannot vagina block another woman. And if someone can clip this to him, I would greatly appreciate. If it is the case that there are things we don't know and that Elon Musk is an actual criminal, I would tell you the story of my father and tell you that sometimes it's not even their fault and punishing them doesn't help. They have a pop in their brain. They have a dysfunctional thing. And if he was a good man ever, that good man is probably more who he truly is at his best. And the bad man that you eventually came to discover is probably one that has been affected by some physical illness of some kind. All of this to say, sometimes, and at some point you have to think that Elon Musk's great realizations in this world are probably caused by the very same psychological process that have led the irresponsibility of my father to result in me being a overly clean guy, overly, over the top wanting straightness in my life. And it's good. it is good because a past generation is always a little imperfect in some way, and life gives you the opportunity of making better. And what Elon did is with what he considered to be a bad model, whether he was justified or not, he has done better with the world. Kovi Killer Clown says, JF, I think the Texas Tower shooter had a growth on his brain, and that's why he did it. So many of these stories we never get to know. And I didn't know about this. But so many of these stories we never get to know because you cannot have brain scans on everyone every year. And that would be just too costly and not necessary. But the fact is, a lot of these diseases are silent. Tucker Carlson has been in talks with Elon Musk about working together after Tucker's abrupt exit from Fox News. According to a report by Axios, Tucker is reportedly plotting a media empire of his own, but Fox is trying to lock him down until January 2025. Very interesting possibility. I would love if Tucker can say, all right, well, I can work for free, right? That's not work, so it's not in my contract. I can express my thoughts on my Twitter account, right? And so I can talk to my friend Elon and get these thoughts to be in video form, right? And I would love to see Tucker develop a media empire, perhaps without being paid for it for until 2025. But why not? I mean, you can do it for free. Argue that it's not corporate and it's not competition to Fox, and offer an alternative to Fox News and to your fans who will follow you on Twitter Spaces or whatever Elon develops for you. Big Tech Exodus says, this points to a strange inconsistency in our response to the cause of people's actions. Our actions are always the expression of our physical state, but when we can see this, as in the case of brain abnormalities, we treat it differently. Absolutely. I acknowledge that the change of view that I had about my father is not rationally justified in physical terms. Because let's say you're pissed at, I don't know, race crime statistics. Well, ultimately it boils down to a physical thing in the brain of certain races that differs from a physical thing in the brain of other races that leads them to commit a crime. It has to be physical in the end. And yet somehow I forgive my father because I learned that there was a physical thing in his brain. I know that it's irrational, but here's the thing. It's irrational. It's not irrational. It is moral. It is non-factual. That's what it is. So we do have to have a system of hate and resentment in society. Now, there may be circumstances in which you realize, and by hate and resentment, I mean, when you are the victim of a crime, you need to have a system to go after that person, whether it's personal vengeance in ancient societies or justice system in modern societies. We need to have something that punishes. So we need this. And on the other hand, there is forgiveness. There is the possibility of forgiveness. And sometimes you may realize that, okay, holding on to a grudge is no more valuable for your own interest. And so the irrationality comes in between. At the intersection between vengeance and forgiveness, you have a gray area where, okay, maybe a little fact here will pull you toward that side, whereas another little fact will pull you toward one side. But it's basically a non-factual moral issue. That's what it is. Kovi Killer Clown says, JF, the next morning, Charles Whitman climbed the University Tower carrying several guns, a sawed-off shotgun, and a high-powered hunting rifle, and for the next 90 minutes, he shot at everything that moved, killing 14, wounding 38, post-mortem autopsy of his brain revealed a glioblastoma. I wouldn't be surprised that it's in the prefrontal cortex, but your super chat was chopped off. He says, let me try to find where was the glioblastoma. They found that the tumor had features of a glioblastoma with necrosis, the nature of a small congenital vascular malformation. They don't say where it was. Unfortunately, on Wikipedia, I can't readily find where was the tumor. That would be interesting to know. Covey Killer Clown says, JF, could Elon pay Tucker in stock and go around the Fox contract? Gee, wonder why they don't want the Tuck covering the election. No, he couldn't do this. Transfers of stocks would be absolutely regulated, and a judge could easily say that was salary. Compensations, hidden forms of compensations are not easy. You cannot do indirect thing. He couldn't, for example, pay his apartment or his rent or his house. All of this would fall under compensation under the law. The thing that can happen is actually give no compensation and kind of have a deal that, oh yeah, one day I will pay you so much more. Like, Tucker could easily say, I'm going to do volunteer work on Twitter, just expressing my view as an individual, like First Amendment protected. You're not going to, Fox News is going to have a hard time making the case that this is competition, especially if it's free. And there could be a deal that, hey, you know, we're going to pay you millions in 2025 when we can. You can have this kind of oral dealing, and if no one knows about it, Covey Killer Clown says, you mean wink and nudge. Exactly. That could happen. But a true transfer of stocks, that would be problematic. They could eventually get sued. So yes, I mean, this is Elon's father on the YouTube channel, Elon Musk, dad of a genius. I don't know. It's a weird relationship. There's this woman who seems to be fascinated by him, who's a psychologist. Is she also fucking him? I don't know. But she keeps interviewing him. And I mean, this is 7 months ago, and it's the last time we've had an update on video by Elon Musk. And meanwhile, people, Zero Hedge, are titling around Elon Musk's sudden interest in crime stats. Why does the media misrepresent interracial crime stats to such an extreme degree? Beautiful what we're seeing. And no matter whether I'm right or wrong about my hypotheses, I will say I'm excited about the world that Elon Musk has created. We can now freely engage on facts, and it seems that Elon is attached to the idea that going forward, Twitter will be a pursuer of truth. A beautiful tweet about liberals. Every 6 months, my mind returns to this heat map, indicating that conservatives devote the majority of their empathy and care to family and friends, and liberals devote most of their concern to plants, trees, and inert entities such as rocks. Yes, liberals are more empathetic toward the distant social / genetic network, whereas the conservatives are more empathetic toward the close. And you can't help but look at this image and think, yeah, liberalism is a form of overshoot. It's an evolutionary misfiring that is very hurtful for society. If you buy me a drink in a bar, I'm not very interested. If you buy me a book in a bookstore, I'm super interested. Well, gentlemen, this is the end of our show, and you know what that means. She wants the TRP. Give it to her. Thank you.